We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples and Dave Lewis chatting here today with Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson here. Manhattan City Commission meets at 7 p.m. tonight. And you can also, if you cannot attend the meeting at City Hall, they do broadcast those online on the cityofmhk.com/TV and on their Facebook page. And it's also on Cox Cable Channel 3 for those of you who still have cable. That would not be me. I cut the cord a long time ago. But there's a lot of other items here yet to get to on the agenda tonight. One is item B, considering the approval of the Warner Memorial Park Master Plan. I know the Parks and Rec Board, they've worked really hard on this.
They have, you know, and it's gone through several reiterations and modifications, but I think we're pretty close to finalizing it. The Park Board did come out with a recommendation at their most recent meeting to recommend adoption of the plan, but also recommended that there be a provision to allow for the opening of the gate that would allow access during the daylight hours down into the further into the park. And so, you know, the gate and the parking area has been there for quite some time, a couple of decades at least, and so that's been a provision where, in response to vandalism and other activity that was going on at night, and so the residents were pretty adamant for that, and there was also some vandalism that was occurring and different aspects of that. And so one of the things that we have had available that's probably not well known is that you can check out a key to that gate through the Parks and Rec Department if you want to have an activity, whether it's a picnic or just go down there. A lot of special events occur in the park, and so that is an option, but something that the commission will want to consider. There's a couple of options to, if they do want to keep it open, to do you want to permanently keep it open, or do you want to just open it down to, there's kind of a two-phase way you could do it. There's some old original picnic shelter that is in decent shape. It doesn't have picnic tables and a grill and that sort of thing, but it could be improved with the out too much difficulty, and then and you could do a turnaround at that location, or the existing road goes further down into the park that would allow for broader use. So that's just some of the feedback we're looking at trying to get from the commissioner, whether they want to do it. The actual recommendation of trying to keep the gate open and closed, just you know, keep it open during the day and closed at night, does create a operational challenge for us. More than likely, we'd look to RCPD to help us enforce that, which becomes something that they just have to add to their list of things to do. It's not something they typically do as far as working to provide that type of security on a daily basis. So, getting some feedback from the commission about whether or not we'd want to do that. Also, it would, if we opened it, you could do it on a trial basis potentially, but the current gate has big limestone boulders that line the roadway in the parking area so that people can't get off-road and take off and do vandalism, such as was one of the reasons for the gate to occur there in the first place. So looking for some feedback from the commission, but otherwise the park master plan really focuses on keeping it a natural park that it's always intended to be.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a lot of discussion over this. I think one of the big things was that this is a community park and not a neighborhood park. And therefore, the commission felt pretty strongly we needed to make sure we had parking that was adequate to support that kind of difference. So particularly on the west side, the parking lot's pretty small, and you have to kind of find your way up there, but it's worth going. So we need to work on expanding that, and we've done some work down on the, I guess it would be kind of the northeast corner,
right,
which is kind of a pocket parking area. And then you get on a trail to go up the hill. But particularly from the west side, the access is pretty good. I mean, you can arguably walk down there without too much difficulty. And I think most of the residents up there would prefer that people not be in that park, and I think, as Ron pointed out, with their vehicles. And I think, as Ron pointed out, the difficulty for the city would be trying to keep that gate locked, unlocked, key control on all that. If you opened it during the day and tried to close it at night, somebody's got to be responsible for that. And then you've got to put in limestone or logs or something to keep people from running around outside the picnic area. And so it just comes more and more onerous. And I forget how far it is from the entryway there on the west side, but arguably you can carry a picnic basket down there pretty easy. So we'll see how it all turns out. Everybody has views on this thing, to include the residents and one of the descendants of the Warner family, too. So we'll hear from all of them, I'm sure, tonight.
All right. I understand we have a phone call. Let's get to the caller here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Well, thank you for bringing up the conversation about operations. You know, now since we have an emergency response group out at the county yard that has improved response times out at the north end of the city, we need to consider throwing up a Butler building to get our police department moved out there in a reasonable manner. Now, you know, we're recognizing that they're down at the end of that dead-end street when we had the gas leak up there at the intersection where Home Depot and Target come out, that they were trapped in that situation in that high-risk area on the Bobcat Creek flood zone. And we can take that $400,000 militarized Ford Explorer out there and put it in the barn out at the county yard and not have it in a high-risk situation. It's something for you to think about in a long term. Thank you for being there and your consideration.
Now, thanks for the call. As you may know, I'm on also the chairman of the law board this year, and we've had the discussion and talked to Dennis Butler and his crew about the disruption down there. And as you may know, I mean, they've got at least one shift that's out all the time, so they worked around that. And if worse came to worse, they can drive up the hillside pretty easily. So it seems isolated, and in hindsight, we probably could have found a better location. But Director Butler is also now stationed folks up in the north part of the county. So they're up in Leonardville and able to respond up there pretty quickly. We had a sergeant come back from another special duty, and so he's been detailed to work up there, and I think the citizens up in the north end of the county are pretty happy with the direction. But I take your point. You know, as we evolve, we have to see where best place these facilities, just like we're looking at for the city maintenance facilities.
All right. Thank you for the call. We have another caller. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, good morning. The previous gentleman just brought up a very good point. They got trapped down there when they had that gas. For the life of me, I've never figured out why you don't have a route going out past the hotel, right along Fort Riley Boulevard. Have it only for a police vehicle, in and out. So when they need to get out of there and go to town, they don't have to go up right that intersection at Target, come back around. They can shoot right out of there and get downtown. They come back, they can go there, save a lot of miles. Don't think it'd be that expensive. And it can be done because you people can do anything you need to do with the police department. You're both doing a great job. Sorry we're going to lose the general as mayor, but next, I guess he's not going to run, which is a sad situation, but we'll work it out.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Another great thought about what we can do here in the future. And as I said before, we've talked to Dennis Butler about this, and he's got some thoughts. I mean, it's always valuable to listen to the RCPD director and some of his key staff. They're looking ahead now several years. So, you know, as we evolve, we'll have some plans in place to think about as we go into the future. And we've got to make sure that we've got police in the right place to respond. This is a changing time, and we've got to change with the times.
All right, we'll take a break. More In Focus after this on News Radio KMAN.